Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good evening, good afternoon, wherever you may be. This is the special blog broadcast of the Family Church of Jesus Christ, and we thank you so much for joining us. God is good all the time. He will never leave us. And so as we just bless the Lord this morning, as this song plays.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul.
Bless His holy name.
His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name.
Thank you for joining us. Enjoy this song for a minute. Thank you again for joining us, the Family Church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As you can see on the link that you've clicked, that you can contact us on the website of the Family Church of Jesus Christ. You can contact us in Facebook, or you can call me or text me. There's many ways. We would love to come and minister at your church or event, or wherever you are holding service. We'd love to visit with you and maybe plan something. But anyway, this is the one and only Apostle Robin. Thank you again for joining us. We have a special word from the Lord today, and it is about the heart. It is about the heart. You know, this world looks on the outward appearance. How many ads and advertisements you hear, you see, you watch about your hair, makeup, your clothes, the way you look, the way your features are, you exercise, or what you drink or don't drink, what you eat, what you don't eat. Everything is on the outward appearance. But I want to tell you today, every day, every second, God looks at your heart. How is your heart today? Do you know the Lord Jesus? If those that are listening, and I feel today in my heart, in my spirit, that some don't know the Lord, all you have to do is call upon Jesus. The name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that He is Lord. Make Him Lord today. Ask Him to forgive you and bring you in to the Family Church of Jesus Christ, into His kingdom. He loves you. He's looking at your heart right now. Father, I thank You for Your word. I thank You, Lord, as people listen, that they receive the living word, the bread of life, Jesus Christ, that they realize that You look at their heart. Oh, God, lift them, comfort them, whatever they may be going through, healing, spirit, soul, and body. prosperity, Lord. Your love never fails. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to turn to 1 Samuel. It's in the Old Testament, and it's after, like, Judges, the book of Judges, and it's 1 Samuel chapter 16, 1 Samuel chapter 16, and verse 7. And let me give you the background on this scripture. It was the prophet Samuel going out. The Lord told him to go out because God had a new king prepared, because Saul was not listening or obeying the Lord. God said, let him go. Fill your horn with oil, for I have prepared another king for Israel. And Samuel did so, and he went and he saw Jesse's family. And he was looking at one of the sons, and he said, surely, before that scripture, he said, surely, this must be the one. And his name was Eliab. But anyway, God said to him in verse 7 to Samuel, he said, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or other words, his appearance, his outwardness, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. The Lord looks on the heart. And as if you know the story, I'll share. David was just a small guy out taking care of the sheep on the hillside, always worshiping the Lord, making the Lord his shepherd. He was a little guy, not as big as his brothers, but that's who God chose to be his king over his people. Let God choose you, because he looks at your heart. He's seeing you right now. I see some people in the spirit, even on their knees. He sees you. He's with you. I wanted to share another scripture with you. Now, that was 1 Samuel 16, 7. This next one is Psalms 15. And it says in verse 1, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? We're talking about your heart now. God sees you. And he answered and said, he that walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart, he that doesn't backbite his tongue, nor do evil to his neighbor, nor takes up reproach against his neighbor. In his eyes, a vile person is contempt, but he honors them that fears the Lord. He's looking at your heart. How are you treating your neighbors? How are you walking? Are you walking in righteousness, which is just right standing with God through Jesus? Are you walking in truth? In verse 5, also, he that puts not out his money in usury. Don't waste your money in gambling and just throwing it away on worthless things. Put it towards for God's glory, helping people. Help your families, help people, your neighbors. And don't take reward against the innocent. Don't take bribes. Use your money wisely that God has blessed you with. God is looking at your heart. And also, he that does these things shall never be moved. If you trust in the Lord, if you walk uprightly, your heart will always be steadfast in the Lord Jesus. He's looking at your heart. God's love never fails us. Never. You believe that God is, as we read in Hebrews 11, verse 6, he that comes to the Lord must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek him. Go after God. Listen for his voice. If you ever even received him today, the Holy Spirit is within you. Your heart is brand new. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Your heart is what God wants. Your worship. Listen for his voice. He loves to commune with you, to talk with you, to be intimate with his child. If you have received the Lord Jesus in your heart, now it's clean and pure. You are complete. You are holy before God. And he loves to be close to you too. Pray. Just pray, our Father. Oh God, thank you for your love that never fails. Never. As we trust him this morning, realize that God is looking only at your heart. As I said at the beginning, this world will put you down, will say, oh, you do that, you live like that, oh, I want nothing to do with you. You don't have the styles of this world. There's nothing wrong with looking great, taking care of yourself, working out, but do it all as unto the Lord. As Romans 12, 1 says, offer up your body a living sacrifice. That means your flesh. It's the reasonable thing that you can do. But in verse 2 it says, but don't be conformed to this world's standards, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you renew your mind to know the acceptable will and perfect will of God in verse 3, Romans 12, 3. And how do we do that? By reading the word, it washes your mind clean. Let God see your heart today. He's looking for you. Call upon him. He has a plan and purpose for you. As one last scripture we have is Hebrews 13, 5 through 6. And he says here, I will never leave. I will never leave you. I will never fail you. In verse 6 he says, so I can come boldly and say, so that you can come boldly and say, let's say this, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me, because God is looking at my heart. He transforms the inside, and then the outside is glowing with his sweet odor, his sweet smell, his glory. And so in Romans 8:38-39, for I am persuaded, totally convinced, nothing shall separate me, nothing shall take me out from the love of God. God's love is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The people of the world will say, you are crazy and even hate you, but God's love is perfect and kind, a protector, a provider. Papa Jehovah never fails us. As he looks at your heart today, believe on him. Well, our time is just about run out. God bless you. Again, this is Reverend Robin, the Apostle of God, and hopefully we'll have Pastor Duran on Friday. But please join us the same time on Friday. God bless you. Have a great day, a great night, a great life in Jesus. Amen.
The song.